And it's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a common article of apparel in three letters and another in four letters. Rearrange all seven letters to name a well-known three-word song title. What is it? Well, the articles of apparel are belt and tie, and you can rearrange those letters to get Let It Be by the Beatles.
This one was a big hit. We got over 1,500 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Dawn Ladd of Newport Richey, Florida. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was actually a very easy puzzle this time. I'm surprised I got picked.
So you have a long history of playing puzzles.
I started very, very young. My mother was a big puzzle enthusiast, and I used to steal her Dell puzzle magazine, and then she would get angry. So we decided which puzzles I could do and which to leave for her. And as I got older, I would buy my own, and I've subscribed to Games magazine, which Will used to edit, and it was Will Shortz and Trip Payne did the best cryptic crosswords, which is what I'm a huge fan of. I love cryptics. They are clever, and they're very hard to construct, and I have tried to make them, but they're hard to do, and I am a big fan of that puzzle and of Will Shortz in particular.
There you go, Will. That must be nice to hear.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Well, we've got a real puzzle aficionado on our hands. Dawn, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, here we go. Dawn, every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the first word starts D-E and the second word sounds like the first word without the D-E. For example, if I said chooses teams, you would say decides sides.
Okay, I get it.
All right, number one, hates exams.
Detests tests.
Mm. That's correct. Figures out which cards are the twos.
Deduces deuces.
That's it. Puts off the arrival of Hawaiian garlands.
Delays lays.
Uh-huh. Puts off the arrival of sables and minks.
Defers furs.
Uh-huh. Argues about whether worms or flies are better for catching fish.
Debates baits.
Uh-huh. Shows that two beds stacked one on the other are worthless.
Debunks bunks.
Uh-huh. Reduces the number of folds in paper.
Depletes pleats.
Ah, interesting. That would be folds more in clothes. What would folds in paper be?
Folds in paper.
Yeah, you have a piece of paper and you fold it. What's that fold called?
I am drawing a blank here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And then reduces the number. What could that be?
Detracts.
Yeah, I should have used that one. I'm just going to tell you this one. It's decreases creases.
Oh, a crease. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If
yeah,
you
yeah.
said it's something you needed to iron out and close, I would have
okay.
gotten that one.
There we go. Here's your next one. Brings supplies for pâté de foie gras.
Delivers livers?
That's it. Makes fun of the roller coaster and merry-go-round.
Derides rides.
Uh-huh. Represents monks who copy books.
The script.
Oh, yeah. And what are those called, the monks who copy books? What are those?
Describes.
Describes, is it? And here's your last one. Says no to designers Calvin and Anne.
Declines.
That's it.
You did extraordinarily well. You were amazing.
I missed one. The crease one got me.
I thought depletes pleats would have been fine.
I think you should get credit for that,
frankly. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Dawn, what member station do you listen to?
WUSF 89.7 out of Tampa.
Dawn Ladd of Newport Richey, Florida, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. I have really enjoyed this, and I've been looking forward to this for about 25 years.
Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Haig Donabedian of Toledo, Ohio. And apparently it's a spinoff of my challenge from last week. Think of a popular two-word song title in seven letters. And if you have the right one, you can rearrange the letters to name an animal and the sound it makes. What is it? And here's a hint, the title is in a foreign language. So again, a popular two-word song title, seven letters, foreign language, rearrange the letters to name an animal and the sound it makes. What song is it and what's the animal?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, March 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lulu.